On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Donald Trump had a bad day on a number of fronts yesterday. It started when it was shown that he had told a female reporter to be quiet, piggy, when she asked him a question about the Epstein files on board Air Force One. He went on to attack Mary Bruce of ABC News over her questions on the files during his meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince in the White House.
I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate and just a terrible question. I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. I threw him out of my club many years ago because I thought he was a sick pervert. But I guess I turned out to be right. But you know who does have? Bill Clinton, Larry Summers, who ran Harvard, was with him every single night, every single weekend. They lived together. They went to his island many times. I never did. Your company, your crappy company, is one of the perpetrators. And I'll tell you something.
So why not just sign it now?
I think the license should be taken away from ABC because your news is so fake and it's so wrong. But I think the way you ask a question with the anger and the meanness is terrible. You ought to go back and learn how to be a reporter. No more questions from you.
So much for freedom of speech. Well, both chambers of Congress agreed to order the U.S. Justice Department to release its files on Jeffrey Epstein. Larry Donnelly, law lecturer with the University of Galway, columnist with the Journal.ie, joins us now. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Pat. Great to be with you.
Now, first of all, it was expected that this Epstein bill would pass, and it was passed almost unanimously in the House and then unanimously by the Senate. So it goes to the president's desk. You don't have any doubt that he will sign it.
Oh, no, I think the pressure is overwhelming. I think he's indicated he'll sign it. He will sign it. But then there'll be a little bit of period of time before everything gets released. And there is some wiggle room. If you look at the language, you know, it's all unclassified materials. Pam Bondi, the attorney general, she's Donald Trump's protector. I think anybody who's anticipating or indeed hoping for some sort of smoking gun to take Donald Trump down, my strong suspicion is they'll be sorely disappointed. There might be some mention to him. He might be redacted. But I don't think there's going to be a huge amount here with respect to the president. There are others, however, who could be imperiled. For instance, former President Bill Clinton. We know Larry Summers is already in trouble. There are probably some people on Wall Street who are quaking in their boots at what might come out.
There may well be Republicans, of course, implicated as well. I mean, if he's going to sanitize these documents, or if Pam Bondi is going to do it at his say-so, I mean, will she take the trouble to clear all Republicans out of the mess as well?
Yeah, it's very hard to know. I mean, trying to get into the mindset of the Trump White House is very, very difficult. I think the first and foremost priority will be to make sure that the president emerges unscathed. One of the interesting new factors in this, however, Pat, will be, I think, the animosity that I think President Trump is feeling from some within his own party, including many who were formerly very loyal to him. Will he be as keen to save their bacon, as it were, in this context? And indeed, going forward, what is his relationship going to be like with some congressional Republicans? These are big issues.
Now, a lot of people are saying he is finished anyway, that all of this has tarnished him so much, and also the sense that his mental acuity is diminishing, that maybe this is not the man to last another 3 years. And then the suspicion is that this was all about his vice president anyway, that Project 2025 would much prefer to have President Vance than President Trump going forward.
Yeah, I mean, that could be, and I've heard that, put out there. Lots of us have declared Donald Trump dead and gone, politically speaking, beforehand, and he has always come back. I think it's much too early to say that he is finished politically or otherwise. Remember, Pat, he still commands huge loyalty among the Republican grassroots. Perhaps that has diminished somewhat, but it is still very much there. He has more than 3 years to go in office. I'd be surprised to see him not go the full term.
Now, his behavior, obviously what we see in public is only the tip of the iceberg, but you get straws in the wind, for example, on Air Force One, when he calls the Bloomberg reporter, well-respected reporter, female, Catherine Lucy. He calls her piggy.
Yeah, and you know what? It put me in mind of it. It was obviously horrific. And for anyone who is an American citizen, to see him demean the office that we are taught to revere in that way is just awful. It's beyond awful, to be frank with you. And I was disgusted, like I think most right-thinking people were. But what I think is really notable here, and I thought immediately back to that time when he demeaned in repulsive fashion that individual with a disability who asked him a question. But that was done almost in kind of a mean schoolboy way. This had a different characteristic to it. He didn't say, silence, piggy. He seethed it at her. And it was clearly coming from a place of deep rage. And my sense is that Donald Trump is absolutely furious, perhaps not so much about the Epstein tapes themselves, but perhaps the fact that he doesn't seem to command the absolute loyalty of some of the people who he had surrounded himself with, in particular Marjorie Taylor Greene. And he's worried, as your questions have pointed to, he's worried about losing control. And I think that ultimately is what matters most to Donald Trump, is having control and being in charge.
The nature of his offense there, I mean, it was obnoxious in the extreme, but of course, that's what we see in public. And he's allowed himself to be caught on video, on camera, whether it's just an iPhone or whatever it is on Air Force One. The fact that he's prepared to expose himself like that in public, what does that tell us about his likely behavior in private?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, we can only imagine. You know, my fear is that we caught a glimpse there of the real Donald Trump. And again, I think in that instant, I think he really lost his temper on camera with people watching. And that's why I say this is slightly uncharacteristic in the sense that he always would have maintained, of course, he would have said nasty things and everything else, but almost a jocular, I'm better than you, you guys are chasing me and you'll never get me attitude to the press. This was something very, very different. It was sinister.
Now, there was something else that was deeply embarrassing, I think, for the United States. And that was the meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the White House yesterday. And while there, he took questions from the press. He was asked by ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce about whether his family business interests in Saudi Arabia represent a conflict of interest, and also about the killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. And this is the exchange.
I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy. What my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot. And anything they've done has been very good. That's what we've done. We've built a tremendous business for a long time. I've been very successful. I decided to leave that success behind and make America very successful. And I've made America more successful by far than it ever was, and that it ever could have been, no matter who was president. There would be nobody bringing in $21 trillion, that I can tell you right now. as far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
So a number of things there, his denial that he'd anything to do with his business. I mean, that's not credible to anyone.
No, I mean, this presidency is perhaps unprecedented in the history of the American presidency, the extent to which he has mixed geopolitics with personal financial enrichment. That is a manifest lie. And what's more, I think what's perhaps even more disturbing is the treatment that he accorded the Saudi prince and basically said things happen with respect to the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, a journalist killed because he was a dissident, because he was doing his job, when American intelligence has uncovered that the very man who he was sitting next to and being so complimentary toward actually approved the assassination of Mr. Khashoggi. So it really was a new low. I should say, you know, just in the interest of balance, America's relationship with Saudi Arabia is an uncomfortable one. Again, Joe Biden did a fist bump with the very same individual. So it's been uncomfortable for a long time. But again, I think this was a new low in that sort of kowtowing to somebody who has a lot of blood on his hands.
Yes, and the manner of his welcome. I mean, I don't know whether you've been there for other visiting dignitaries. I've never seen the horses before. Have you?
No, this was, you know, talk about red carpet treatment. This, you know, broke all bounds, I think. And one of the other things, Pat, to come back to the point earlier about self-dealing, one of the things we know is that evidently one of the reasons he was there is because he's interested in buying a large number of U.S. fighter jets. Now, who knows where the profits of all that are going to go to. But there was very much a business angle to this meeting, as well as a geopolitical angle.
One presumes that his visit to other places like Buckingham Palace, or, well, he wasn't there the last time, Windsor Castle, where he saw lots of horses, and maybe inspired this kind of welcome for MBS. But the questions of Khashoggi and his death and dismemberment in the consulate in Istanbul, this man was a dual citizen. He was a citizen of Saudi, but also an American citizen. And things happen, says Trump.
Yeah, that's what makes it all the more reprehensible. And again, you wonder at this moment where he is under pressure, where he is feeling vulnerable, where he is feeling under attack. Perhaps he's not in charge anymore. Are we starting to see more flashes of the real Donald Trump? And if that's indeed what we're seeing, we're finding out what we've long suspected, Pat. This is a very bad guy.
Now, a couple of other things are happening stateside. I mean, crypto's suffering, and of course, Trump is a big proponent of crypto. Meanwhile, grocery bills are not coming down, and that's hitting Americans in their pockets.
No, absolutely. And at the end of the day, this is what congressional Republicans are most nervous about, is that Donald Trump coasted back into the White House on the back of high consumer prices, perhaps above everything else, and a pledge to fix them. He manifestly has not been able to do so thus far. And at the end of the day, these midterms could be an election about groceries and the price of gas and other things. And if that's what they become, then Democrats stand in very good position. If things recover slightly and Republicans are skillfully able to exploit the culture wars, et cetera, and Democrats fall into the same old trap, then it mightn't go so well. But right now, things are not going good for Donald Trump's party. And that's why I think people on Capitol Hill are more inclined than ever, perhaps, to defy Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, a court in Texas has told the Republicans that their redrawing of the constituencies is a racially motivated gerrymander and has struck it down. It will be appealed, but it's an interesting development for Trump's grand plan to win the midterms.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, this is the Republicans have turned this into an art form. But other than the cancer of money on American politics, the biggest problem in American politics is the way that congressional districts are gerrymandered. And I despair when I see Democrats, I suppose they would say they're fighting back, and perhaps they have a good reason or good argument for doing so. But when we see the naked politicization of drawing up constituencies, it's a low point for democracy. I mean, I take it back here, Pat. Could you imagine if they were nakedly drawing up constituencies for political reasons in Ireland? People just wouldn't stand for it. And I'm afraid, how do we fix it in the United States? It's like so many other of these deep-seated problems that we talk about regularly. I don't see a way out.
Finally, I should return to Epstein and Massey saying, you know, that we lost a prince in the United Kingdom, and we ambassador to the United States, Peter Mandelson, also lost his job on foot of Epstein. It's about time we had some heads rolling in the United States. I'm paraphrasing now. I don't think Epstein is going to go away for Trump. I think he's going to be like Banquo's ghost at the feast, or the ghost of administration's past to haunt the American body politic for some time to come.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it's going to be very difficult for Donald Trump, and indeed for any other political and public figures, to distance themselves from him. He's only claimed one scalp, to my way of thinking, in the United States thus far, and that is Larry Summers, the former Clinton Treasury Secretary and president of Harvard University. His career, his public life is destroyed because of terrible, terrible decisions he made that defy explanation about staying in contact with Epstein long after lots of stuff was known about him. But I think I agree. I think Epstein made so many powerful friends and so many powerful contacts, and the American people do want answers on all this. One of the most important things I saw yesterday was not the politicians, it was the survivors who came forward and spoke so eloquently and so powerfully about a man who did so much damage to their lives, and they've continued on, and fair play and well done to them. But there's no question Epstein is a stain on the American body politic.
And those women have the names, and they're unwilling for fear of their own lives to go solo and release the names. And that's why they wanted the files released, so they have the cover, at least, of the Department of Justice to keep themselves safe.
Absolutely. I mean, I can only imagine the number of very, very powerful people across the ideological divide, across politics, across business, across academia, across a whole number of different fronts who are mentioned in these files. They are very, very powerful people. And I can understand why they'd be terrified of being involved in personally bringing forward their names.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with the journal.ie. Larry, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.